الدرس الثاني
Lesson 2
المدرس
The teacher
أين حامد؟
Where is Hamid?
فيصل سيأتي بعد قليل إن شاء الله
He will come soon if Allah wills
رأيته وهو يدخل الحمام
I saw him enter the bathroom.
المدرس.
The teacher.
وأين حمزة؟
And where is Hamza?
فيصل. خرج من الفصل وهو يحمل كتبه.
He went out of the class carrying his books.
أظن أنه رجع إلى المهجع.
I think he went back to the dormitory.
معاوية رأيته وهو يدخل المستوصف
I saw him enter the clinic
لعله مريض
I'm afraid he's sick
المدرس
The teacher
شفاه الله
May Allah cure him
متى رجعتم من مكة يا إخوان؟
When did you come back from Mecca, brothers?
فيصل رجعنا مساء أمس
We returned yesterday night.
خرجنا من مكة والشمس تطلع
We left Mecca at sunrise.
ووصلنا طيبة الطيبة
And we arrived at good Tiba.
والناس يخرجون من المسجد النبوي
Just as the people were coming out of the Prophet's mosque
بعد صلاة الظهر
After the noon prayer
المدرس
The teacher
تقبل الله عمرتكم
May Allah accept your umrah
الطلاب
The students
آمين.
آمين.
المدرس.
The teacher.
اقرأ الحديث المكتوب على السبورة يا معاوية.
Read the hadith written on the board, معاوية.
معاوية يقف ويقرأ.
معاوية stands and reads.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
In the name of Allah, the most gracious, the most merciful.
المدرس
The teacher.
اقرأ وأنت جالس.
Read while you are sitting.
معاوية أريد أن أقرأ وأنا واقف.
I want to read while standing.
المدرس
The teacher.
كما تشاء.
As you like.
معاوية عن جابر رضي الله عنه قال
Jabir, may Allah be pleased with him, said
أتيت النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم وهو في المسجد
I came to the Prophet, peace and blessings of Allah be upon him, as he was in the mosque.
فقال
And he said to me,
صلي ركعتين.
Pray two rak'ahs.
متفق عليه.
Agreed upon.
المدرس.
The teacher.
أشرح لكم الدرس الآن.
I'll explain the lesson to you now.
فاسمعوا ولا تكتبوا شيئا وأنا أشرح.
So listen and do not write anything while I am explaining.
تأتي الواو لمعان كثيرة.
The wow has many meanings.
منها العطف.
One of them is for conjunction.
نحو.
As in.
خرج الزبير وحامد.
الزبير and Hamid went out.
درسنا اليوم السيرة والفقه.
We studied seerah and fiqh today.
أكلت وشربت.
I ate and drank.
ومنها القسم.
Another meaning is for swearing.
نحو.
As in,
والله ما رأيته.
By Allah, I did not see him.
وواو القسم من حروف الجر.
The wow for swearing is a preposition.
ومنها الحال.
Another meaning is as an adverb.
نحو.
As in,
أتيت النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم وهو في المسجد.
I came to the Prophet, peace and blessings of Allah be upon him, as he was in the mosque.
أي حال كونه في المسجد.
Meaning, while he was in the mosque.
رأيت الحسن وهو يخرج من المقصف.
I saw Al-Hassan as he was coming out of the cafeteria.
أي حال خروجه منه.
Meaning, while he was coming out of it.
وإليكم أمثلة أخرى لواو الحال.
Here are other examples of adverbial wow.
واحد.
One.
مات أبي وأنا صغير.
My father died when I was young.
اثنان.
Two.
دخلت المسجد والإمام يركع.
I entered the mosque while the Imam was bowing, meaning performing ruku'.
ثلاثة.
Three.
لا تأكل وأنت شبعان.
Do not eat when you are full.
لعلكم فهمتم.
I hope you understand.
هات الآن مثالا لواو العطف يا أيوب.
Now, give an example of the conjunctional wow, Ayyub.
أيوب. ذهبت إلى السوق واشتريت أشياء.
I went to the market and bought things.
المدرس.
The teacher.
أحسنت.
Well done.
هات مثالا لواو القسم يا معاوية.
Give an example of wow for swearing, Muawiyah.
Muawiyah. والله ما غبت قط.
By Allah, I have never been absent.
المدرس.
The teacher.
أحسنت.
Well done.
هات مثالا لواو الحال يا فيصل.
Give an example of the adverbial wow, Faisal.
فيصل. دخلت المسجد والإمام يخطب.
I entered the mosque while the Imam was giving a speech.
المدرس.
The teacher.
أحسنت.
Well done.
هات مثالا آخر يا يونس.
Give another example, Yunus.
يونس. طلبت العلم وأنا كبير.
I sought knowledge when I was old.
المدرس.
The teacher.
أحسنت.
Well done.
يا عبيد الله، اذكر آية فيها واو للحال.
عبيد الله. Mention an ayah that includes an adverbial wow.
عبيد الله، أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم.
I seek refuge with Allah from Satan the outcast.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
In the name of Allah, the Most Gracious, the Most Merciful.
إن الذين كفروا وماتوا وهم كفار.
Verily, those who disbelieve and die while they are disbelievers.
أولئك عليهم لعنة الله والملائكة والناس أجمعين.
It is they on whom is the curse of Allah and of the angels and of all mankind combined.
المدرس
The teacher
أين واو الحال في هذه الآية؟
Where is the adverbial wow in this ayah?
عبيد الله في قوله تعالى وهم كفار
In his, meaning Allah's statement, while they are disbelievers.
المدرس
The teacher
أحسنت
Well done.
بقي ثلاث دقائق
We have 3 minutes left.
فهل من سؤال؟
Are there any questions?
معاوية نعم
Yes.
لدي سؤال
I have a question.
ما معنى الحرم؟
What is the meaning of حرم؟
في قوله تعالى
In his, meaning Allah's statement,
يا أيها الذين آمنوا لا تقتلوا الصيد وأنتم حرم.
O you who believe, kill not game while you are حرم.
المدرس
The teacher
معناها محرمون.
It means محرمون. Meaning those in a state of ihram for Hajj or Umrah.
مفردها حرام أي محرم.
The singular is
حرام.
Meaning one in a state of ihram.
معاوية جزاك الله خيرا.
May Allah reward you with good.
يرن الجرس. ويخرج المدرس وهو يقول
The bell rings and the teacher goes out saying
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته
Allah's peace, mercy and blessings be with you.
تمارين
Exercises
1
1
أجب عن الأسئلة الآتية.
Answer the following questions.
2
2
تأمل الأمثلة الآتية لي واو الحال.
Learn these examples of
واو الحال. 3
3
ميز واو العطف من واو الحال في الجمل الآتية.
Distinguish between
واو العطف
and
واو الحال
in the following sentences.
ضع خطا واحدا تحت واو العطف وخطين تحت واو الحال.
Draw one line under
واو العطف
and two lines under
واو الحال أربعة
Four.
عين نوع كل واو مما ورد في الجملة الآتية
Name every wow in the following sentence
خمسة
Five.
أكمل كل جملة مما يأتي بجملة حالية مناسبة واو وجملة اسمية
Complete each of the following sentences using a how clause wow plus nominal sentence
ستة
Six.
اجعل كل جملة مما يأتي جملة حالية لجملة من إنشائك
Make each of the following sentences a how clause and complete it with a main clause.
سبعة
7.
يطلب المدرس إلى كل طالب أن يقرأ الدرس وهو جالس وهو واقف للتأكد من فهمه للجملة.
The teacher asks each student to read the lesson while sitting or while standing to make sure of his understanding of the sentence.
8. تأمل ما يلي.
Learn the following.
ماذا تفيد لعل في الجمل الآتية؟
What does
لعل
signify in each of the following sentences? Footnote number 1. See also lesson 34. 9.
تأمل ما يلي.
Learn the following. Learn the examples of
اسم الفعل. 10.
10.
تأمل ما يلي.
Learn the following.
11.
11.
تأمل ما يلي.
Learn the following.
هات مثالا آخر من الدرس للفعل الماضي الذي يفيد الدعاء.
Give an example from the lesson of the ماضي used to express a wish.
12.
12.
تأمل ما يلي.
Learn the following.
كون جملا على غراره مستعملا الكلمات التي بين القوسين.
Form sentences on the pattern of the example using
هل
and the extra من, using the words between brackets.
13.
13.
تأمل ما يلي.
Learn the following. Learn the use of
لدى. 14.
14.
ما ضد المريض.
What is the opposite of
مريض. 15.
15.
هات ماضي الأفعال الآتية.
Give the ماضي of each of the following verbs.
16.
16.
هات مفرد الأسماء الآتية.
Give the singular of each of the following nouns.
17.
17.
هات جمع الأسماء الآتية.
Give the plural of each of the following nouns.
18.
18.
تأمل ما يلي.
Learn the following.
19.
19.
تأمل ما يلي.
Learn the following.
20.
20.
ما الفرق بين العبد والعبيد؟
What is the difference between
عبد
and
عبيد؟ ماذا تسمى صيغة العبيد في الصرف؟
What is the form of
عبيد
called؟
21.
21.
تأمل ما يلي.
Learn the following.
22.
22.
تأمل ما يلي.
Learn the following. Review. In this lesson, we learn the following. 1. Wow can be a letter as in
لو ولد,
and it can be a word as in
أين بلال وحامد؟
Where are Bilal and Hamid? The word
wa
has many meanings. We mention in this lesson three of them. They are A. And, as in
أريد كتابا وقلما.
I want a book and a pen.
خرج الزبير وحامد.
Al-Zubair and Hamid went out. The word
wa
in this sense is a conjunction.
حرف العطف.
B. By, as used in an oath. For example,
والله ما رأيته.
By Allah, I did not see him. The word wow in this sense is a preposition.
حرف الجر.
C. The third type of wow is called
واو الحال.
It is prefixed to a subordinate nominal sentence.
الجملة الإسمية.
This sentence describes the circumstance in which the action of the main sentence took place. For example,
دخلت المسجد والإمام يركع.
I entered the mosque while the Imam was performing ruku'.
مات أبي وأنا صغير.
My father died when I was small.
دخل المدرس الفصل وهو يحمل كتبا كثيرة.
The teacher entered the class carrying a lot of books.
جاءني الولد وهو يبكي.
The boy came to me crying.
لا تأكل وأنت شبعان.
Don't eat when you are full. Note that if the khabar of this nominal sentence is a verb, it should be mudari'. 2. We have seen in Book 2, Lesson 1, that
لعل
signifies hope or fear. For example,
لعله بخير.
I hope he is well. The meaning of hope is called
الترجي. لعله مريض.
I am afraid he is sick. The meaning of fear is called
الإشفاق.
Another example of
الإشفاق
is the hadith in which the Prophet
صلى الله عليه وسلم
said,
لعلي لا أحج بعد عامي هذا.
I am afraid I will not perform Hajj after this year of mine. 3.
إليكم أمثلة أخرى.
Take some more examples. Here,
إليكم
is
اسم الفعل,
verb noun. It is made of the preposition
إلى
and the pronoun
كم,
but in this construction it means take, and
أمثلة
is
منصوب
because it is its
مفعول به.
The radio and TV announcers say
إليكم نشرة الأخبار,
which literally means, take the news bulletin. The pronoun changes according to the person or persons being addressed.
إليك هذا الكتاب يا إبراهيم.
Take this book, Ibrahim.
إليك الملاعق يا أختي.
Take the spoons, sister.
إليكن هذه الدفاتر يا أخوات.
Take these notebooks, sisters. 4. The word
أشياء,
things, is a diptote because it is originally
أشياء
on the pattern of
أغنياء أنبياء أصدقاء.
5. The ماضي is also used to express a wish. For example,
رحمه الله.
May Allah have mercy on him.
غفر الله له.
May Allah forgive him.
شفاه الله.
May Allah grant him health. The ماضي in this sense is negated by the particle
لا.
For example,
لا أراك الله مكروها.
May Allah not show you anything unpleasant.
لا فض الله فاك.
May Allah not smash your mouth. Footnote number 1. Meaning, may Allah preserve your speech organ. It is said in appreciation of a beautiful statement. It signifies how beautifully you have said it. 6.
هل من سؤال؟
Any question? The full construction of this sentence is like this.
هل من سؤال عندك؟
Do you have any question? Here,
سؤال
is مبتدا and
عندك
is خبر. And من in this construction is called
من الزائدة,
the extra من, and is used to emphasize the meaning of the sentence. There are two conditions for using the extra من. These are, 1. The sentence should contain negation, prohibition, or interrogation. The interrogation should only be with the particle
هل.
2. The noun following the extra من should be indefinite. For example, negation.
ما غاب من أحد.
No one is absent.
ما رأيت من أحد.
I did not see anyone. Prohibition.
لا يخرج من أحد.
No one should go out.
لا تكتب من شيء.
Don't write anything. Interrogation.
هل من سؤال؟
Any question?
هل من جديد؟
Anything new? In the Quran, chapter 50, verse 30,
يوم نقول لجهنم هل امتلأت وتقول هل من مزيد؟
On the day when we will say to hell, are you full? And it will say, have you any more? Note that the noun following the extra min is majrur because of this
min
and loses its original ending. For example, in
ما رأيت أحدا,
the word
أحدا
is mansub because it is
مفعول به.
But after the introduction of the extra min, it loses its nasb ending and takes the jar ending, even though its function remains what it was before. In the same way, in
ما حضر أحد,
the word
أحد
is مرفوع because it is
فاعل.
After the introduction of the extra min,
أحد
becomes مجرور, though it remains
فاعل
in the sentence. 7. لدى is a ظرف.
الظرف
meaning adverb and has the same meaning as
عند.
For example,
ماذا لديك؟
What do you have? Note that the alif of
لدى
changes to ya when it's
مضاف إليه
is a pronoun.
لدى الباب
but
لديك
8
دخلت على المدير
means I went to the headmaster in his office. 9 The plural of
معنى
meaning is
معان
and with the definite article
المعاني.
Here are some more nouns which form their plural on this pattern.
جارية
girl
جوار الجواري ليلة
night
ليال الليالي ناد
club
نواد النوادي
These nouns are declined like the منقوص. See lesson 1. For example, مرفوع
للواو معان كثيرة.
واو has many meanings. معان منصوب
أعرف للواو معاني كثيرة.
I know many meanings of wow. معانية مجرور
تأتي الواو لمعان كثيرة.
Wow is used in many meanings. معان Here is an example with al. مرفوع
المعاني كثيرة.
The meanings are many. المعاني منصوب
أكتبت المعاني
Did you write the meanings? المعاني مجرور
سألت المدرس عن المعاني
I asked the teacher about the meanings. المعاني Footnote number 1 See also lesson 34.